It's time for our third conditional exercise. Basically, this is your time to shine. And what I mean by that is, after a few audio lessons on third conditional, it's the time to see if you actually understood, the time to see what you didn't understand, and how to correct that lack of knowledge. All right, 40.1, as always, please open the PDF which is attached to this audio lesson. And as always, active participation is necessary. What do I mean by active participation? Well, when I read, you read. When I give you a minute to answer the questions, you take that minute to answer the question and then think again. So don't waste it. Don't press forward. Just do the exercises with me. And this will infinitely help you when you are at exam or when you do your midterm test. I'm looking forward to hearing your results. All right. Number one. I didn't see you when you passed me in the street. If I'd seen you, if I had seen you, right, I would have said hello, but I didn't, so I did not say hello, right? Third conditional, the action is unreal because it is in the past. All right, let's see how you guys do. Number two, Sam got to the station just in time to catch the train to the airport. If blank, he missed the train. Blank, he missed his flight too. A minute to insert the correct answer. All right, let's see what you guys have. So Sam got to the station just in time to catch the train to the airport. Before we go on with your correct answers, I'm sure, what's the difference between in time and on time? Yep, that's one of those cases. Actually, in all cases, prepositions make a difference, just like you should. All right, just in time needs a clarification. Just in time for what? In time to catch the train. But you can say, I came to work on time with that clarification, right? But the meaning is the same, right? So in time needs a clarification. In time for, or in time to, right? He came to the station in time to catch the train, but I got home on time. All right? All right. So if he had missed the train, he would have missed his flight too. Like a horrible situation, right? Because if you miss your flight, then how do you get out of this? Yeah, just one of those crazy things. All right, so if he had missed the train, he would have missed the flight too. I think it's a pretty clear example of a third conditional because we use past perfect and conditional in the past. So really, you can't go wrong here. He had missed. Missed is a regular verb, but it could be easier than that. And he would have missed his flight too. But it's all in the past. It's unreal. He probably got wherever he needed to go safely. All right, number three. I'm glad that you reminded me about Rachel's birthday. Blank, I forget if blank you not remind me. a minute to write down the answer. Okay, I'm glad you reminded me about Rachel's birthday. I would have forgotten if you hadn't reminded me, right? So here is a simple inversion, which means that we started with a conditional in the past and moved on to past perfect. I would have forgotten if you hadn't or had not reminded me. Forget, forgot, forgotten. But you already know this, right? Because it's been how many hours of the Saturday lessons? You probably know all your verbs by heart, do you? Okay, number four. I wanted to send you an email, but I didn't have your email address. If blank, I have your address, blank, I send you an email. A minute to write down the answer. Okay, I wanted to send you an email, but I didn't have your email address. If I had had your address, I would have sent you an email. All right, let's see. If I had, first had is auxiliary, had, second had is the third form of the verb have, had, had. So if I had had your address, I would have sent you an email. Okay, could be a little tricky, but overall I think it's easy, right? Remember that after if, we do not generally use would, right? Okay, number five. How was your trip? Was it good? B, it was okay, but blank, we enjoy it more if the weather blank be better. A minute to write down the answer. Okay. How was your trip? Was it good? It was okay, but we would have enjoyed it more if the weather had been better. Now, how do I know if I put the conditional in the past or past perfect first? As I mentioned prior, we generally don't use would, so conditional after if. So it was easy to understand that. We would say we would have enjoyed if the weather had been better. B was word been. All right, number six. I took a taxi to the hotel, but the traffic was bad. Blank, it'd be quicker if blank I walk. Take a minute to write down the answer. Okay. I took a taxi to the hotel, but the traffic was bad. It would have been quicker if I had walked. It would have been quicker if I had walked. Again, it's an inversion of the third conditional. By inversion, I mean we usually start with if I had walked, it would have been quicker. Or you could say, the way it is said here, it would have been quicker if I had walked. We usually use the inversion to underline the meaning that we give to the sentence, right? All right, here I think everything is pretty clear. It would have been quicker. Walked. Walk is a regular verb, so we add ed. Okay, number seven. I'm not tired. If blank I'd be tired, I'd go home now. A minute to decide. Okay. Now, I am interested in your answer to this question. Look at the first sentence. It says, I'm not tired. If blank, tired. And the last after comma, it says, I'd go home now. I would go home now. This is tricky because what conditional is this? That's right. It's a second conditional. So you say, I'm not tired. If I was tired, I'd go home now. It's a second conditional because we use past simple to express how we feel now. Why now? Because it said, I'm not tired. This is a tricky question. I wonder how many of you actually inserted the third conditional instead of second. I'm sure you all did great. All right, number eight. I wasn't tired last night. If blank I'd be tired, I would have gone home earlier. A minute to write down the answer. Okay. I wasn't tired last night, and this sentence clearly comes on purpose right after the I am not tired sentence, right? So it's a complete opposite. The sentence number seven is a present tense sentence, where sentence number eight is a clear past tense sentence. So I wasn't tired last night. If I had been tired, I would have gone home earlier. Is that correct? Yes, it is. So after if, we use past perfect. As you can see, they do it on purpose, right? They show you that this is a past perfect sentence, or third conditional sentence, I'm sorry, which means that it's in the past, it's a real conditional. Whereas the seventh sentence is a real situation in present, therefore I use second. Okay, 40.2. Let's continue. For each situation, write a sentence beginning with if. Number one, I wasn't hungry, so I didn't eat anything. If I'd been hungry, so if I had been hungry, I would have eaten something. Number two, the accident happened because the road was icy. If the road blank, the accident blank. Take a minute to write down the answer. All right, the accident happened because the road was icy. If the road hadn't been icy, the accident wouldn't have happened. What did you guys put? So, if the road had not been icy, hadn't been icy, the accident wouldn't have happened. We use past perfect and then conditional in the past. All right, I hope you did it well. Number three, I didn't know that Joe had to get up early, so I didn't wake him up. If I blank that he had to get up early, blank. A minute to write down the sentence. Please actually write it down, right? So it's easy to correct later. Okay. Didn't know that Joe had to get up early, so I didn't wake him. If I had known that he had to get up early, I would have woken him up. Wake, woke, woken, right? If I had known, no new known. I think it's pretty easy, right? Once you understand the third conditional, all of the sentences should just flow. You know that after if, we always use past perfect. How do we form past perfect? Had plus the third form of the verb. And then in the second part of the conditional sentence, or the third conditional sentence, we use conditional in the past. And what is conditional in the past? It's would, could, may, or might, plus have, always have, right? Never changes, plus the third form of the verb. All right, once you memorize this formula, and you should, you'll be able to do it freely. All right, let's continue. Number four, unfortunately, I lost my phone, so I couldn't call you. If, and then a big blank, a minute to write down the sentence.